Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
No surprise, it just had to happen that a time would come when Mayor Lightfoot's in trouble and playing with fire. What did not have to happen is that this early in her reign, she'd be starting a fire with, of all people, the Chicago police. She spread a rumor embarrassing the police that their union was advising them to lay back and do nothing to prevent violence, a rumor the mayor did not and will not confirm. The union emphatically denies it and is demanding she confirm it and accusing her of undermining police morale. Then Mayor Lightfoot started a second fire with police, publicly condemning the Deputy Superintendent Anthony Riccio for taking a vacation, a family vacation 3 weeks ago, just 5 days, to celebrate his daughter's graduation. "That is incredibly disappointing," barked the mayor. "I gave a very specific directive that high-ranking officers do not go on vacation during the summer." Deputy Riccio's vacation was approved by Superintendent Eddie Johnson, and Riccio paid for the vacation in advance, before the mayor issued her directive, before she was sworn in, even before she was elected. Now she says she won't punish Deputy Riccio, but, according to the union, she is no less playing with fire. On top of the fire, she's been playing with in City Hall, curtailing the power of the aldermen, undermining their morale. Mayor Lightfoot is getting away with her fire with the aldermen. With the police, she's getting burned. Fair enough, she started the fire. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.